music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Go. All right. Do we have that clip now? The next segment that we have in the Lift the Veil segment with Wolfgang Halibut. Can it play, Sam?
So I've heard of that. Did you?
Okay. You've surely heard that interview, yeah. Wolfgang.
There it is.
What do you think of that theory? And there is one other person who says at least three shooters were involved. What are your thoughts on those kids that are saying that? Do you think they have credibility, and do you think that should be followed up on?
No, I think, you know, I think anyone who has something to offer as a testimony as to what they observed, we should listen to. We should have their written statements. But I go back to those nearest to the event, and who is that? An English teacher, a history teacher. They actually were in the hallway when that barrage of bullets went flying. So I think that's where you start. You start with the eyewitnesses and work out. And I think anyone who has something to contribute, we need to listen to.
Okay, I agree with you 100%. And is there anything else you want to talk about that we missed? I think I covered all the main bases, and then we're going to go over to phone calls. Is there anything else you'd like to cover on that?
Remember in Sandy Hook, they say Adam Lanza had what in his ears? Earplugs. Did you notice that this kid did not have earplugs, and he fired over 150 rounds, supposedly? And I don't know if anybody can ever understand this. I know what it sounds like. When you're in a hallway, such as Building 12, and you're firing an AR-15, I cannot tell you how loud and the noise level of an AR-15 is. I mean, it'll make you wet your pants. It's not like they say, well, I heard firecrackers. When you hear an AR-15 in the hallway, you know what it is.
And what do you what do you suggest by that? That he didn't have the earplugs? Is that?
I don't think he fired those rounds.
All right, let's break there, folks. That's Wolfgang Halibut once again, who, as you know, won his case brought by Mr. Posner, allegedly, the parent of one of the alleged victims at Sandy Hook. So. I think, given his background and integrity in this, I think he is 100% spot on. All right. First of all, let me just say hello to Art now from Philly, because he's just called in, and we're going to take calls together, okay? Hello, Art. Welcome to the program.
Good to be back, Rick, and great show.
Thank you. I hope you've been hearing some of it. I think we're really getting warm now. You know, we see all these... all these stories worldwide, confusion to be sure, a lot of contradictions, but I think if we follow the scriptural advice here to watch Jerusalem, to watch the mafia, as you would put it, and watch world events, that it's all falling together now. And the gun control debate is raging. The NRA is suing now the state of Florida over the new enactments of legislation based on this a fanatical crusade that has, again, been the byproduct of this matrix, dialectic, gun control. You know, problem creation, problem opposition, and problem solution. That's the dialectic, isn't it? Huh?
Right. Or as Rob Emanuel would say, never let a crisis go unused to take away your gun rights.
That's right. That's right. You want to just sit there and for a few minutes, let's wend through these calls, because Art, I think you can give an answer as well. to our callers. They have some questions and comments on the whole hour that preceded you. So let's begin right now without any further waste of time. Our number is 800-313-9443. I know the phones have been very busy, Sam said. So if it's busy now or you can't get through, just hold on and try it again, Sam, they say. Let's go to Frank first off in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Rick and Art. Good job, Rick. Hey, and Art, I don't really have any questions right now. Actually, I do, but I don't want to sidetrack you. But I've got three things I want to go over and see what, if you guys know about these. Now, one point I wanted to make real quick is I noticed that this week it seems that the term globalism is starting to get some attention from the Jewish community. Apparently, it's starting to be linked up. They're saying it's code for, it's anti-Semitism. It's, globalist. You know, that's a term. You know, if you're not familiar with him, Alex Jones, he loves to use that term and mm-hmm. Nazis, basically interchangeably. So you know, it's starting to catch on. I think more and more people because of Louis Farrakhan and some of the stuff that's coming out about Jewish power. Starting to come out that what people really mean is globalism is basically, and globalist is Jewish, organized Jewry. I don't know if you guys were aware that's kind of starting to hit the surface now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's becoming apparent. The buzzwords that are being used, Nazis thrown around like crazy, it backfires on the ADL because, of course, they demonize the Nazis and then they defend them in one sense by saying, let's not equate gun control with the Nazis, because even they have to admit there was no National Gun Registration Act on the books in Germany right. during those critical years. So it's like they wind up being hoisted by their own batard, you know. Art, do you have any comment on that?
Right. When you talk about globalism, based on what Frank's saying, I'm sure you heard the word diversity throughout our communities. Diversity in Jewish terms is we're going to take your jobs away and overrun your community with immigration labor. So we want you to be calm and put up with it.
Yeah.
And then you look at, when they push globalism, look at the big technical companies, Microsoft, Facebook, Google, okay, globalists, even Comcast these days. They're not hiring American labor. They first want to get you ready for diversity, then replace you with immigration labor, and then say you're an anti-globalist while they're making billions, if not trillions of dollars, brainwashing the American people all the way down to first grade. That's what
Very
I think.
Yeah. What was your next point, Frank?
Yeah. Rick, yeah, if you would, just let me get out two more bits of information.
Sure, go ahead.
People, if they look into this. Okay. One, have you ever heard of this guy? Apparently, he went by the name Joseph Snyder, but that wasn't his real name. He was a Hungarian Jew. Apparently, I think his last name might have been Gottlieb or something like that, but he went by Joseph Snyder. He was over the MK Ultra program, and he was known as the Black Saucer, and he had claimed and bragged that he could get anyone, you know, to admit to any crime or assassination or anything like that. He was linked to the pharmaceutical industry and all that, but apparently he was over the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, all these years I've been hearing about MK Ultra, and I never heard that there was a Jew, that was over it. Also, I heard this on the Ted and Austin Brower show in the past several days. They're saying that the psychiatrist who was seeing this alleged shooter, Cruz, in the latest Florida shooting, was a guy named, Ruben, Dr. Ruben, and that he is former Army intelligence, you know, a psychiatrist with Army intelligence. So, that just fits right in there with me. I just wanted to get that information out there. People can look it up, and I've not had a chance to look it up myself, but the source that I got both of those two points was the Ted and Austin Brower show, and I think they seem to be pretty good as far as integrity and pretty good as far as their researching skills and knowledge base.
Well, okay. Well, I'll have to look them up myself. But, yeah, there are a lot of fake characters, and they have double identities, and identities, rather. and many of them do appear from time to time. Some of them, you know, appear in multiple incidents. But yeah, I think we'll be looking at that. Thank you very much, Frank, for your for your call and your emails. All right, Nick in New Mexico is next now. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
Good.
I'll have to ask you a question. How well versed are you in the Bible?
What's that?
How well versed are you in the Bible?
Well, I'm not that well versed. I'm just a student. I'm just a student. That's all I will say.
Okay. Who are the white people in the Bible? I mean, white Europeans in the Bible.
Well, they are the descendants, I would think, of the Adamic, Caucasian, Israelite, Jacobite people.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Now then, who are these so-called Jews?
Well, those who call themselves Jews, yeah. Well, they're the ones who are opposite what we call the Adamic race, the opposite seed line, yes.
Okay, now then, this show, you remember the war between Esau and Jacob?
Yes.
This is who we're dealing with, Esau.
Yep.
And, by the way, have you ever seen the Masoretic Bible that was rewritten?
I'm aware of it. I haven't seen it. No, I am aware of it.
But it's on the internet. You just have to weigh how you word it. Masoretic versus the Septuagint.
Yes.
But the Orthodox Jews will admit to it that it was rewritten in 800 A.D.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised. They've rewritten a lot of things along the way.
And
why
what's really funny... Well,
we
really
have the New English Version Bibles that were translated from the corrupt text and then retranslated, and they've taken out a lot of the original meaning of these words in these confusing translations, you see. So I know that much.
Yeah. Okay, now then, they admit it, but they sold a bill of goods to my distant ancestor's cousin, okay, King James. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And, which, if he knew better, he didn't have no use for the Jews of his day because of what they were doing, right? Now then, let's go back. Who founded the Roman Catholic Church? Who founded Islam? Who founded Knights Templar? And who founded Jesuits?
Okay.
Esau, Edom. Does that make sense?
I think very, very much a lot of that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I would say that to some extent, not fully, but I would say to the best of my research that that is true.
Yeah, well, that's why they're attacking us. They're using their little lap dogs to pervert us with. Turn
very
into
true.
A two-bit whore. That's about it.
Very true. Absolutely true. Nick, you're right on the money. Thank you for your call. And I appreciate that. There's somebody who sounds like he's been around the block quite a bit, so he knows whereof he's speaking. And we have Fred in Michigan right now. I'd like to come on as well. All right, Fred, you're next on the program.
Hey there, Rick and Art. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Relative to Frank, there's this guy, Colin Ross, CIA doctors, Colin Ross, psychiatrist, M.D., author of CIA Doctors. He documents, I think it is Ewing, Cameron. Frank is right. Gottlieb is one. I don't remember the guy's first name. It might be Ewing. I think it's Ewing, Cameron, and whatever Gottlieb's first name is. And they Whitley Strieber interviewed Cheryl and Lynn Hersha, two sisters, who were sold to their parents into the CIA's sex slave mind control program. And they have, I think it's ACHES-MC. I don't know if it's .com or .org, but ACHES, AICS, you know, hyphen MC for mind control. Okay, so I want to put that out there. And also, this guy, Hershey... Brownstein, the head Shabbat Lubavitcher rabbi there at in Parkland, for some strange, mysterious reason, Hershey's cell phone video emerged of the infamous Nicholas Cruz cruising down the sidewalk, whatever. And I'm thinking, okay, Henry Mayhew a few years ago featured an article, a rather interesting expose about the head Shabbat Lubavitcher Lubavitch Rabbi Levi Semtov in Washington, D.C., who boasted about owning U.S. government, federal to local, that they, the Shabbat Lubavitch organization, has all the appropriate, pertinent phone numbers, addresses, etc., from top to bottom, including the janitorial staff. And then we got Scott Israel boldly proclaiming publicly that the Talmud is his central focal point for inspiration and motivation in his professional law enforcement career life at all. And then I heard, Art, do you know anything about this guy, Yoshi Shimatsu, who was interviewed not only by Rent, but featured at henrymakow.com, a five-part expose, and prominently featured is none other than Sean Rem. It's some deep cover Murder, Inc. assassins team of combat-hardened IDF vets who are assigned to various Shabbat Lubavitch synagogues across America. And
All right. Let's stop there now. Aren't are you following his drift? Do you know the name that he just mentioned?
The parties he mentioned, I do not know, but I did write on No Place for Corruption, the direct ties of Lugovich are directly to Sheldon Adelson in their Chicago syndicate. So wouldn't surprise me that it could be tied into the IDF and Murder Incorporated also. That's something he may have investigated that I did not research.
All right. Okay. Fred, thank you for your call. You brought a lot here to the plate. I also have been reading a number of others who have been affiliated with or ex-CIA agents, I guess, including John Curiacow, I guess is his name, who apparently had been an agent for the CIA for 14 years. And apparently he also, when he left the agency, I guess it was 2004, he also associated with Hollywood, having worked in the film industry, and he also is validating the thesis put out that the CIA has been using kidnapping and using child prostitutes for sex slavery as well. Now, this again was brought forth by others such as Ted Gunderson. We saw what happened in the investigations that he did. We also saw others who have, you know, come from the CIA or FBI who also say the same thing. Now, if we talk today about CIA, NSA, we talk about DHS, isn't it very plausible then when people are told, and Dr. K has said it, I've said it, that payouts are coming from the government, DHS, to bribe people, to bribe actors and actresses, to bribe sheriffs, to bribe police officials, to pay them to put on a grand hoax, a grand lie, such as we saw in Connecticut, in Newtown, such as we saw in Florida, and we saw in San Bernardino. Does that not add up that we do not have any control whatsoever, any kind of forensic audit as to where this money comes from and where it goes from the DHS alone, Art? Is that a fair assumption that we can assume?
Well, let's face it. Through Operation Mockingbird, Walter Annenberg controls the CIA, you know, was involved with the Department of State.
Yes.
Through Walter Annenberg working with Tom Ridge, getting him set up to run DHS, that shows that the Department of Homeland Security is tied into it, definitely.
Let's come right
and
back
US
to
Department
that
of State.
Take more calls just ahead. All right, Art, right. Here we are.
Hello? For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back now, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored with Art and Philly. By the way, today, Saturday, on the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock program, I guess my segment with him that we just taped a couple of weeks ago is airing. Andrew Hitchcock, his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. So you can listen to other guests that he has regularly on his program. Thank you, Andy. All right. Now, Art, you were talking about Operation Mockingbird. And I was thinking about it, too. So to elaborate on what we were just saying, go ahead.
Well, when you look at the Kennedy assassination, one of the key players identified by E.J. Hunt was Cord Meyer. Cord Meyer worked directly with Walter Annenberg beforehand, and they were in control of Operation Mockingbird, of the CIA working with organized crime, the Jewish mafia of the Chicago Syndicate, to provide disinformation. And you look at what you just described, it's alive and well. Let's look at CNN. It's owned by the Bruffman Syndicate, another part of the Jewish Syndicate of the Chicago outfit. So, you know, it looks to me, as you're saying, that Operation Mockingbird is still alive and well in 2018 as it was back before the Kennedy assassination. They may have a new name for it, but it's still the same program.
Sure. That's a given. Unfortunately, however, I think it has expanded tremendously because of the fact that so many other players have joined in. It's becoming more concentrated than ever before. I have never seen the faces. I mean, the faces are giveaways to me on CNN and especially CNN and MSNBC, it's like reading the equivalent of the printed page of the Jerusalem Post. I mean, it's just so blatant, so obvious that you have a tribal thing here. You have a real lineage that really truthfully worked together incredibly cohesively for the most part. And occasionally one or two get out of line. But you remember when Rick Sanchez was working with CNN, right? You remember Rick Sanchez.
Right.
And he was one of those who was reporting at the time of 9/11, too. And then Rick Sanchez made a statement. He made a statement that he said, he asked the question, how come there are so many Jews in the media and not others? It's not diverse. And right after that, he was taken right off. That was the end of Rick Sanchez. That was the end of his career. That was the end of his various venues in broadcast media. He had to go on a different route on his own. But that proved the whole point. The whole point was he proved that they are the ones who are in control, these sons of Cain and the sons of Esau.
Right. And that's a part of the reason why you've been successful and I've been successful, is that we realize that, so we bypass their system.
That's the only way.
For instance, that's
the only.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's what how I do it. You know, if I buy something, you can fight these guys every day by looking at where you put your dollars.
Okay? Exactly.
Right. And you can
I've been doing it, and you've been doing it. I hope others are doing it. In fact, Karen Testato contacted me recently. I haven't gotten back to her yet, but. You know, the whole business of don't buy, don't comply, ask why, that needs to resurface again and grow big time. And I think there are many ways of doing it. But I know with Amazon constantly pushing now their new tiers of buying control. We see that, for instance, even with Walmart, they have not met their expectations. The retail, brick and mortars. Because of the last, the Christmas period was a disaster for them as far as their projections were concerned. So we want to be able to continue that, to expand it, don't we? I mean, to the point where every little customer counts. People don't think they can do anything anymore, but they do. They matter to them, or they wouldn't be placating them and emailing them and so forth, right?
Right. Well, I remember hearing about Walmart. This, they lose one customer, they say they lose about $200,000 in lifetime sales by that one customer walking away. Right. If we become aware of all the things they're involved with, you know, of what we spend in our daily lives, that would mean a denial of the Bolsheviks $5 million per person, just by becoming aware of what they're into. So if you see a product on Amazon, what you do is you go look for the direct vendor. And you buy directly from the vendor and tell the vendor you don't like to work with Amazon.
Exactly.
That's the way to work around them.
Well, now, with the NRA, all of this attacking of the, really, let's face it, the people's lobby, and it's not just the NRA, it doesn't matter, it's the people themselves. What they're doing now is they're raising more funds than they had ever been raising in the past as they see the handwriting on the wall. And I think that's the amazing backfiring again of these media attacks. All right, we'll come right back and we'll take your calls on the line. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we're back now, folks. We are back, and Art is with me today. NoPlaceForCorruption.com. And we're getting the name out there, Art, and maybe your name has come up or the site's name on some of these forums, on these videos from various news agents like CNN and MSNBC. So, you know, people can quote you, and they can quote your site, and it's a way of getting people to take notice as well. See?
I think the big channels will not point to my site because it'll point a RICO investigation right up their tail.
Well, that's what it's the posters who respond to the sites, and that's what's good. You get on these CNN news stories. I don't care what it is. You just replicate your website on every single story, and people starting to take notice of it, you see? That's the way to fight it.
Yeah.
Well, the boycott is very important. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. want to make a point on a boycott. Just like fractional reserve banking, where you put a dollar in a bank and the bank's allowed to put out $8 into loans, when you boycott a company, they have the same thing going for them. Somewhere's the ratio between, you know, 5-to-1 or 10-to-1. Say, for instance, you say you don't want to buy, Business Week, a Bloomberg publication. They not only lose your dollar, they lose a portion of their advertising dollars. Then they also have to descale, you know, their production capabilities, which causes a cascading effect. So realize when you boycott, each dollar you boycott from them will put to somebody else has a cascading effect where your $1 denies them $5, loss of business opportunities. So it's a very powerful way to go, a lot more powerful than you realize. And you pointed that out to me. Look at the Cumulus media and how they're going under financially.
Cumulus, they've been in trouble for a long time, as well as Clear Channel, which then was bought by, was it iHeartRadio? And they're about, I guess, $20 billion in debt, too. So they're basically all bankrupt, these big major facilities. But then again, that's true across America, not just broadcasting entities. So it's typical of the time in which we live, you see.
Right. I mean, these guys are basically the inventors of the Ponzi scheme. And they need our money in an ongoing, expanding fashion. And if we start denying that to them, their life gets real hard real fast because the Jewish community runs their businesses on a shoestring. Look at the way Amazon's being run on down the line. Facebook, they're just running. It doesn't take much to tip them over, you know. And once you tip them over that they aren't expanding, then there's severe consequences for them where they start, de-scoping really fast, contracting their business.
Yeah. Well, aren't they like drop ship, venues like drop and ship? They really don't. There's no inventory in most of these cases.
Right. And that's
a pretty good scheme. It is a Ponzi scheme, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Right. Well, because of the advancing of internet technology, they're using what they call just-in-time manufacturing, like they did in Japan with cars, where the engine of the car wouldn't even be at the plant until 2 hours before it's ready to go into the car when the production floor.
Wow. Yeah.
So we can do a lot more harm to them than you could ever imagine. And at the same time, for instance, I was telling you a story about that merger there, that $9 billion merger we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, about the Aspen Institute. Who were the guys behind that? General Dynamics. And what did we hear? GD just merged. General Dynamics is buying out CSC, and it's now called CSRA. It's basically, that's a merger of Computer Science Corporation and SRA International, both out of D.C. So we already researched from the Aspen Institute, and even Michael Collins' paper pointed it out that, Henry Crown, and now his son, Lester Crown, have their ties back to the Capone Syndicate. So maybe somebody can just drop some information on those boys, and all of a sudden their $9 billion merger goes down the rat hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, wouldn't that be something? Well, you have the files, and I have some of them, and others have been contacted. We do have the files, and I know you're concerned because of ADL spying and what's happening, some of the strange occurrences on phone lines and so forth that people are getting. They are being tapped. There's no question that ADL supervises the phone business. They do it through various front companies for the Israeli government. We have this big spy center going up in underground in Utah. We have an entire apparatus devoted to surveillance. And that's why they need to know who has the most powerful weapons and where, so that they can try to eliminate, if they can, that resistance. That's what it's all about. Now, anybody who can't see that has to be either pretty much in Never Never Land or just part of the corruption, one of the other. Can't be both. That's the truth.
Well, they are brainwashing our kids in the schools. They've infiltrated our schools through the Annenbergs for decades. Mm-hmm. No Child Left Behind.
Yes.
The ADL, No Place for Hate. Hillel's in there in the colleges and universities. You got Brandeis in there looking for anybody who speaks out against Israel. So, I mean, they got a whole army of people watching the Americans, especially our students from grade one all the way up through the universities, making sure that they are brainwashed with respect to understanding the Bolshevik movement, the Chicago Syndicate movement, what do you call it, the Kosher Nostra movement, whatever you want to call it, that they're doing that. And there's no way they're not doing that without actually having people bought off at all levels of government. I would say from
you're right. You're right.
Down, yeah.
And now we have the ADL boasting that they've gone one up. They've jumped the gun a little higher to try to use the latest technology to weed out and assist these so-called social media giants of anybody who's convicted in their sick minds of what they call hate speech or hate crime. And hate speech is crime, according to them. So this is what they're doing now. They're becoming paranoid because of the fact that what I've just described in the last hour and a half is that there are a number of Americans never heard of RBN, never heard of Rick Adams Uncensored, never heard of No Place for Corruption, never heard of NoDisinfo.com, but they do have some brain matter functioning, and they are beginning to fight back, and they are taking a stand against the darkness and deception of this age, okay? And that's very frightening to them. Satan's very frightened when people start to wake up as to what his children are doing, you see? He doesn't like that at all.
Right.
He's very protective of his children, and, you know, I believe God is very protective of his children as well. So that's the way I'm feeling.
Right.
Now let's go to the calls when you're ready. Go ahead. Anything else before we go?
No, let's go to the calls.
All right. First up now is Brew, I believe, in Chicago. Hello there. Come on up.
Hello, sirs. Man, you guys are bringing up so many darn good topics and subject matter, I'm telling you. they are here in the United States trying to accomplish what they have now in Europe and Canada to basically shut us up. And if you don't shut up, you're going right to jail. You'll be a good little, nice little Palestinian. Because that's what Americans are basically translating into is Palestinians.
Yes.
So
yes.
We got that. Now let me bounce with Art on the Amazon thing. That yes, the just-in-time manufacturing. This is the first time I heard that. But then they have just-in-time inventory, which Amazon specifically is experimenting with their Whole Foods outlets. So basically, there's no inventory. Basically, what's on the shelves is what you get. So it's just-in-time service like that, and that's kind of like got a customer's hurt. But that's an experiment in its own. I don't want to turn this into a Broward County discussion because, frankly, we just do not have the time because they served up that very first day a hot mess agenda on a big old platter, which is, man, they got so much stuff going on there. It's countless, and it's not just the focus of Second Amendment firearms. It goes beyond that. Art, here's a question for you. Did you hear that a Chabad Center or whatever they want to call it opened up on the 14th in that area that very day? Did you hear that?
I'm hearing it right now. I know they got one in my town, and I know it's all mobbed up, so it doesn't surprise me.
Well, they grand opening. They opened one up on that day. I read, but I can't confirm that.
Right.
You know, the only video we have of allegedly seeing this Cruz kid is from a Chabad Lubavitch member with a little clip of him strolling down the street. And you only see the back of this guy's head, and they say, oh, that was Cruz going from Subway at Walmart to McDonald's. That's the only video we have of him that entire day, a Chabad Lubavitch member.
Right. Exactly. No evidence.
I mean,
no
it's crazy.
No evidence as to who the shooter really was or what he really was, but by their own posting, it appears as if he was one of their own, if anything.
Right.
Well, they tried making him a white national, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, of course. You know, the white man. Remember the DHS has a new enemies list that come out with 5 years ago, and all of this started with Sandy Hook and all of that. And they said domestic extremists are just as bad as what? Muslim extremists. Domestic extremists happen to be white nationalists, right? And white extremists and white separatists. So if you even so much as walk down the street and join a group and say, I'm proud of my heritage. You have an identity with white Americans or Adamic Americans or anybody else for that matter who happens to share European culture. Now you're classified into that group of people, a potential, they call it, potential domestic extremist. So obviously the real extremists are running the DHS then. They're un-American. They're anti-American.
Right. The DHS / NKVD was set up by the Bolsheviks to begin with from day one. Yeah.
Under Mr. Bush.
Under Mr. Bush.
Baby Bush, the Bible-believing Christian. Yes.
Yeah. Agreed. We all back you up on that one. We know it.
Yeah.
All right. Drew, anything else? Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Well, like I said, this isn't just about, they got you focused on guns. They got you looking to the left, right, up, forward, above your head, but look what's going on under your feet. The very first day, they, you know, when you got Israel, Talmudic Sheriff Israel, going off this laundry list of things of what's wrong and why this happened and so on. Mm-hmm. One of the things he wanted to emphasize on was the Baker Act and how we have to focus on mental illness and they need more power to just grab anybody that they consider mentally ill. So here's what's happening. They're opening a door. They open the door. They're trying to spread this out to basically, it's not just, oh, you're mentally ill, we're going to take your firearms, but you're mentally ill, we're going to take your children. You're mentally ill, you can't work there. You're mentally ill, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. We're going to shut you up because where somebody said, you're mentally ill. They're acting a little strange. You're mentally ill. We're going to have to search and seize your house. We're going to have to search and seize your person. We're going to have to confine you for 3 days. You know, in Broward County, or Florida, or not just Broward, Florida in general, they Baker Acted 270,000 people last year. You can confirm that number, but that's the number I got. 270,000 people they Baker Acted. Now they got this spread across, that turned around, and now it's open a door that you guys heard about Seattle, where a 31-year-old looked inside a window, and because he was had his concealed weapon permit and had a firearm on the side of his hip or side of his leg, these people said, oh, my gosh, he's looking at us. He's acting weird, and he has a gun. They went and pretty much confiscated his weapons and whatnot. That's all it's going to take. And they're calling this ERPA, E-R-P-A. I don't remember what it stands for, but this is what they're doing. You don't need to take away the Second Amendment. They just got to go, you're mentally ill. They don't need to have a reason to take away your kids. All they got to say is, oh, well, you don't want your kid to be transgender? You're mentally ill. So we're taking away your kids. And then of course, we know the whole foster CPS system is a fraud, and it's mirrored up what they're doing in Israel, and they want to take your kids away. They want to put them in these crazy homes where they're subject to all sorts of stuff. You know, pedophiles and drug addicts and people are collecting money or they want to teach them how to be a Muslim, so on and so forth. And of course, then they get the opportunity and they call this, and you guys have heard of this, the medical kidnapping. It opens that door, makes it easier to medical kidnap these children, so on and so forth. So, you know, they opened up, they just look at those initial press conferences they had and you could see the agenda they laid out right there and then. It's a big deal.
You know, spelled it out very well, Brew. You spelled it out according to every line of the script. I mean, we couldn't do a better job ourselves. Thank you very much for that. You've said plenty. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
Before we go on to Wayne, you know, this is so, again, typical of those who come in as the saviors after they have helped create the debacle. Isn't that amazing how this Cosa Nostra will create an issue, a problem? They will flood the nation, you know, with pornography and all kinds of what they call free speech in the 60s and 70s and said that you can't judge what's bad or what's good. Now they're doing the flip side of it. Isn't it amazing how they're telling us certain speech is not good and it's not protected by the Constitution or the First Amendment? Well, what kind of speech is that, Mr. Greenblatt? Well, it's the kind of speech that questions the Holocaust. It's the kind of speech that questions the business relationships of all of the powerful corporations that just happen to have a couple of CEOs who are of my race and that just happen to want to merge and steal from the taxpayers and run the whole system of banking. You know, those kinds of people are very dangerous and they shouldn't have that free speech. They should be charged as hate criminals. These are the same people, aren't they?
They are indeed. And I unfortunately ran into him going through family court in the years past. I had to fight to be a parent to my kids. And I found out how tough it was. It took me 7 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight. But I finally won, rights to be a father to my kid without taking out their mom's rights. And I found out in family court that you go look at all the people running domestic relations, at least in my area. Every one of them was wearing a lapel, either male or female, with the Star of David on it, okay?
Yes.
The Israeli flag. Okay.
Yep.
So
yep.
Everything you described started in family court, and they just keep on, expanding and ripping more of the country apart through that system.
Mm-hmm. And they are so stealth. They're so elusive about it because they obviously control the means of influencing the mind through media corruption. So they can get away with it for now, but they won't in the end. And as I said before, it's amazing the number of individual Americans, even outsiders, who do go online and have learned a lot and are now fighting back. And that's why they want to purge the internet of all of those so-called hate sites. So we know that gig, though. All right, are we going to go to the break? Yes, go ahead.
Well, basically, the more than purge. I mean, the ADL told me directly, says, you're registered as on a national database, and once we get control, you're going in.
Yeah.
Which means they're planning, they're set up the camps. I heard that directly from the ADL directly to me.
Yeah. You've told us that many times. It bears repeating, too. All right, let's go on then. We're not going to do the break. Okay, we have Wayne in West Virginia now. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why I'm calling real quick was Al-Fida, or whoever they are that are always we talk about. When we're always called names like Nazis or what have you, and I think that it would help if we would let the public know who Al-Fida or Al-Fida, who they really are, and we could call them Zionists. Paid thugs, and that's who they really are, Zionists, paid commie thugs. That sound reasonable?
Sure. I mean, whatever good it does, you fight fire with fire, and if you popularize it in the media, and you popularize the use of a word, that can have a major impact, because words and ideas do carry consequences, and that's what they like, is to be able to, these buzzwords like anti-Semitism, Nazi, Ku Klux Klan, or racist, they're all killer terms, designed to stop a conversation. But what you do is you turn the tables on them, and this is what you do, particularly in light of what's happening openly now with the Gaza air prison, the Gaza ghetto, the Palestinian going on, the Holocaust there. And Dr. Finkelstein has a new book out, Norman Finkelstein, about Gaza. And I think it's worth reading. You can look him up online, Norman Finkelstein. And he goes head-to-head with people like Dershowitz and others who are deicide deniers, basically, and also Holocaust deniers of that strike. So I give him credit. I give him all the credit in the world to do that. Be able to take them on. So, yeah, you can use that tactic, no question, Wayne, effectively. Thank you. Anything else?
Thanks. Have a great one.
Thank you. All right, appreciate it. Let's take a final call here from David in San Francisco. He's been waiting a while. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you, Rick? Long time no talk. There are certain things I agree and certain things I very much disagree with your guest. Out here in San Francisco, we had a real problem with the ADL. If you remember all the way back to 1977, there was the famous church committee that was trying to study the abuse of the CIA and the FBI.
Yes.
And they had learned that the FBI had put heroin on the streets trying to break apart the Black Panthers. They had created the drug war so that they could round up hippies and put them all in prison. And one of the things that involved the ADL was when they were caught, they privatized their security operations, so they basically paid the ADL to spy on everybody, and
they got paid by the piece. And so there was a famous fella out here named Roy Bullock, who was an art dealer, and he was paid to snitch on people, and he started snitching on people that were putting together daycare centers, people that were in PTAs. I was with a group called Food Not Bombs that were feeding the homeless, and through Roy Bullock, we were all declared terrorists, and this guy made vast amounts of money being able to attend meetings and, you know, point out people and declare them terrorists. So yes. Someone who, we had a budget of $40 a week, and we were declared the greatest terrorist threat in America, Food Not Bombs, feeding the homeless in front of the mayor's window. So there's a real problem with privatizing the security state, and that actually goes all the way back to the Inquisition days. I found a book in a yard sale called The Encyclopedia of Witchcraft and Demonology, and it actually goes into, it shows these payment plans so that the Inquisitor was allowed to travel in the finest style. He was able to stay in the finest inns. They had a per diem that they were allowed to get. They had, you know, the price of rope to drown people, the price of wood to burn them at the stake. And so it was an industry of paranoia. And that, you know, these guys would have been out of a job if it wasn't for paranoia. So that's the issue of the security state, and that's the angle that I agree with. But I to blame it on, you know, Jews in particular is very, very foolish. Because most Jews are not involved in anything that the ADL. I think they say 90% of Jews are just like Christians. They never show up to church unless it's Christmas and Easter. And in the case of Jews, you know, their high holidays they'll show up or something like that. But for the most part, they're just average Joes. And, you know, so trying to declare that all Jews are a problem is foolish.
I don't know if anybody has said that statement that you just said, but here's one question I have for you. Are those who are allowing this within these Jewish circles, if you want to call it that, are they not complicit then with the ADL by their silence?
If they know about it. It took years
They should know about it. They should know
about it. Well, absolutely, but it took something like 15 years to find out about the real doings of the ADL. And the spying on America. It was 1977 was the Church Committee, and it was in the early 90s that these news stories started showing up. And they actually discovered it was a San Francisco cop was caught flying into Los Angeles, and as they inspected his baggage, they discovered that he had torture equipment with fresh blood on it, and apparently he had come in from El Salvador, and he was basically the intermediary between Bullock and the FBI, and he was a torturer on the side down in El Salvador. So you know, when you start looking, I heard one of your guests talking about Al Qaeda. Look at Dick Cheney and his ownership of Genie Oil Gas. You know, that's, you know, you talk about the Rothschilds, but don't talk about Jews.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, well, the music's playing now, Dave. I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate some of your views. We have to go, though. Art, did you have any retort for Dave or what he said?
I would say what he's saying is pretty on the map, and tell them to look at No Place for Corruption to come and ask what's going on in San Diego. That's owned by the Cosa Nostra now. The leadership is.
There you go. Complacency and complicity by silence is the real killer. That's why we talk so much about the Sons of Cain. All right. Thank you, Art. Hopefully talk again next time. And folks, thank you all for listening. Goodbye, and Yahweh blesses Alex.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now,
and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.